some folks come to speak with us about how God has been good and how they have responded. And the hope is, as folks come and share with you, you will be thinking in your own lives about how God has been amazingly good to you in ways that you sometimes forget. And let that be the motivation for our giving, not to the church, but to God, in response, in gratitude for all of God's good gifts. This morning we ask Tom Moore to come and share his story with us, and ask that you open yourselves up to his wonderful story.
When McGray asked me to do this, I told him I really wasn't comfortable standing up in front of people talking about much of anything, much less something like this. But I guess there are... now you're going to stick it right in my... I thought about it, and I thought there are many ways that God has been good to me, but then he told me I only had 2 minutes to tell you. So I'll try to be brief and watch for the signal. I retired from the Air Force back in '84, and I didn't go to church. My wife was always after me, and I didn't think I needed that. I thought I was right. You know, I mean, we had our relationship, and I didn't need it. The church to tell me what to do. So I kept putting her off, and I'd go once in a while just to, you know, appease her, but that was, and kind of felt hypocritical about doing it. And then in '97, I quit my job, and I thought, well, you know, I can get out, I can find a job real quick. Working computers, you know, there's always a demand. That was wrong. I spent 15 months wandering around looking and finding and getting angry and depressed. And one day, the week of just before my birthday last year, I drove by this place almost every day, and I see the church. And the sermon subject was the choice. And I realized I had to make a choice. So I went home and I told Joyce. This was the other thing I was worried about. I was going to lose my composure. That, you know, I think we ought to go to church this Sunday. I wanted to go with her. And she'd been kind of looking for a church. And so we came here and were welcomed. I mean, I felt comfortable as soon as we walked in the door. And shortly afterwards was, you know, the stewardship. This period. And even though I was not working, you know, we decided that we would make a commitment. But whoever it was that came up and gave such an inspiring talk, you know, just, you know, kind of what you reap what you sow. You know, and I wasn't sowing anything, so we decided to plant a seed, I guess. Well, 2 months later, I found a job, and then I started really seeing the things that, you know, the gifts that I had. My family, my grandchildren. And I guess McGray's sign was kind of, my daughter gave me this plate, you know, and I'd always look at it. It's BC, you know, it says, God, if you're up there, give me a sign. And this big sign drops down and says, I'm up here. Well, McGray's, I guess it was just my sign, you know, when he had that, that sermon that Sunday, is the choice, you know, and I made the choice, and I've been grateful ever since. You know, I mean, this is an extended family. You all have been so wonderful to Joyce and I, and just so many wonderful things have happened since. And now the Cub Scouts, you know, that's another gift that I feel that I've been given to be able to take these children and help try to guide them a little bit. So that commitment I feel that we made, small though it was at the time, has just multiplied and grown so much. I don't know, I feel like I'm rambling on now, so I'll take the signal. I'm just thankful for y'all and thankful to God for leading me to you all, and to Him. And I'm thankful for my wife. For not giving up. Thank you.